Good morning, 752.
Another midsummer classic is in the history books, and the baseball break is giving our heavy-hitting commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, an opportunity to look ahead to the rest of the season and look back at some wonderful memories. Let's begin this morning with Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. When my father took me to Washington Senators games as a kid at Old Griffith Stadium, we never thought in terms of a World Series. Back then, there were only the American and National Leagues and no playoffs, and the Senators were usually in or headed for the cellar. It was the same after the Senators moved to Minnesota and we got the expansion club, which then moved to Texas. Washington was out without baseball for 33 years. Then we got the Montreal Expos. They were lousy, but they were ours. And now this. A winning baseball team in the middle of a presidential election year is a form of escape no one can remember, unless you were around in 1933, the last year the Senators went to the World Series. This team is uniting Washington the way the Redskins used to. They're fun, and they belong to us. Sure, they could fold in the second half of the season, but I'm betting they won't. The election almost takes second place when there might be playoffs, and dare I say it, a World Series in October? Got to get by those Yankees first, though, Mike and Bruce.
Playoffs? And now some thoughts from Bob Beckel.
Major League Baseball's All-Star break marks the halfway point of the baseball season. It's a time when baseball's experts and fans look at the league standings and decide which teams have a realistic shot at making the playoffs. So if someone were to cite you the following statistics, you would almost certainly assume this team is a real playoff contender. The team has the best one-loss record in its league. This team's pitching staff has the lowest earned run average in all of Major League Baseball. This team sent the youngest positional player in the history of Major League Baseball to last night's All-Star game in Kansas City, Missouri. Just 5 years ago, this team finished the 2007 season with 73 wins and 89 losses. 5 years ago, you couldn't give away tickets to this team's home games. Today, you can't find good seats for any home games. Of course, the team I'm referring to is the Washington Nationals, who so far this season have finally revived Major League Baseball in the nation's capital. My bet is the Nats do make the playoffs, and the revival in Big League Baseball in Washington will become permanent.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.